I don't know, I don't know what's permissible in the house or not, just because I'm not aware of what goes on in different environments, but I really do believe that you're called to worship. And when I talk about worship, I'm talking about a lifestyle that's outside of these four walls too, but I feel like there's an expression of worship. I feel like you need to be flailing flags and dancing hilariously before the Lord. The Lord himself danced and did crazy things. The word halal means he jumped up and spun in a circle, and the disciples said, "Hey, look what we're doing." He wants you to be able to jump up and twirl around and just love him like David did. And you will be accused of acting pretty weird. But I want to tell you, it's the release that is going to bring about a liberty for yourself as well. I feel like, you know, there's like a shackle, or not a shackle, it's like, I don't know, it's like a cage, a bird cage that's wrapped around your heart. There's a lot of spaces that you can see things and you can feel certain things, and yet at the same time, there's this idea of being held hostage. And I want to speak to that and declare that there was no lock on that door. I just, as I'm speaking, I'm just seeing this cage on this door, like a bird cage that's wrapped around your heart. There's no lock on it. It's a perception. It's a misconception. And God is going to bring about a revealing of what that is, and he's just going to touch it, and the door's just going to open up, and you are absolutely going to be free. You're going to enjoy it. You will be a person of joy. Absolute joy. Now, when I speak of joy, I'm not talking about all that crazy, wild nonsense. And yet at the same time, you're going to be different the way you express joy. It's going to be appealing. It's going to be attractive. It's not going to be a distraction. I submit this to you because I don't know what it's going to look like. I just don't know what it's going to look like. But I want to tell you that there's a freedom that's coming to you and a lightness that's coming to you as well. I feel like, you know, this cage, it's made out of wire. It's not even heavy, but you feel like it's a burden. It's like weight. And then the door's going to open. There's going to be this freedom. And the next time I look, there's no cage and there's no burden. You're free, absolutely set free to experience the Lord the way you want to. Some of that may happen at home. But I'm just telling you, I just see you free. I see you kind of like, man, let me just share. I think I see kind of an evangelistic thrust on your life. Like, you can get out there and just talk to people at times. And it's not hard for you. Yeah. And so when you begin to talk to them, I want you to reconsider what it is that maybe your dialogue has been in the past. I'll just share with you, and I'm going to speak this to you. Let it be a part of your repertoire. When I talk to people now, I talk about a king and a kingdom, and I can get their attention. If I begin to talk about Jesus Christ and some other things, they immediately do this. Now, I'm not saying I'm dissing Jesus, and I am not ashamed of his name. But I think in this day and in the culture in which we live, there is a language that will appeal to those who do not know the Lord, and he's going to grant you the wisdom to be able to speak to those. A strategy that literally will cause them to open up and go, what are you talking about, lady? And as you begin to talk, it's going to literally begin to draw them, because that's who it is anyway. It's God who draws us to himself. And you're going to lead people to the Lord. And then you've got another thing to do. Discipling is absolutely important. We've forgotten about that. We go around, we try to get people saved because we think that's what we're supposed to do, but we forget that there's a discipling that needs to go on. We need to teach them about Jesus Christ and everything that he said and everything that he did. And he's going to give you that ability to do so. In Jesus' name, I speak that now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.